What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Wave from the lab. Oh, my hair's gross. We're getting ready to do Gamescast right now, so that'll give you a little time frame. Jesus, look, what? It's getting worse. What the shit? Fuck, goddamn static electricity bullshit. Is it the sky? Is it just my hand? Good lord, I'm going to wet that down before Gamescast. Good to see you. Happy to be back. That's another day. I chose to play The Last of Us last night. You might have saw me tweet about it. I will let you know I'm an old man. Again, I am taking care of Ben at night while Jen is off on a trip. So, like, I started playing it, and I probably got, like, 20 or 30 minutes in before I started nodding off the controller. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to bed. So I didn't get far, but I'll be back. But as I predicted, review stuff starting to come in. Not a code today, but maybe a code by the end of the day. Definitely by the end of the week. And then another thing for next week, and yada, yada, yada. The list goes on. It's review season because nothing stops anymore, as I talked to Blessing about on Kind of Funny Games Daily today. I digress. Mitch Krassen wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunny on the post, just like you can, where this episode is going up. You go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You leave your little comments, your little thoughts, your little questions. Maybe you can be in a future episode, Gregway. Mitch says, personally, I think you should just start The Last of Us. Even if you don't finish it, it'll be relevant for another 6 weeks, and you can keep coming back to it, which is a great point. You know, what? I didn't even get to fucking... shit, why can't I remember his name? Robert. I didn't even get to Robert last night. You know, me and Tess are taking off and doing it, so I'm still super, super... I mean, I've definitely played Last of Us before, but super, super early before I got tired and fell asleep. But yeah, that's a great point, and what I'll probably keep chipping away at, even though I put out a call today on Twitter. Go to my twitter.com/gameovergreggy for Ghostbusters. There's new DLC out for Ghostbusters that I'd love to play tonight, and I'm trying to get out at like 9 p.m., and hopefully, you know, I won't fall asleep in the middle of it, but probably will. But I'm not streaming or anything, just playing it. I digress. Mitch says, side question for a future Gregway. That's today, motherfucker. Saw you're officiating Reb and Imran's wedding. How many times have you officiated at this point? And what do each of the couples coming to you, asking you to do so, say is their reasoning for why? Anything in common? My partner and I are getting married in August. Congratulations. And asking our officiant has already been one of the highlights of our planning. I have officiated 5 weddings. This will be my 6th, Reb and Imran. Of the 3 people you know, I was a special part, I guess, of their lives. You know what I mean? Scott Lowe, you know, formerly of Naughty Dog. Now of, Jesus, he just moved on from the one place to the other place that's doing VR. Firewalk, right? Back to Fire Sprite is the one doing Horizon. Firewall. It's not even VR. It's not even the VR one. It's the other one. He just announced it like 2 days ago. I'm allowed not to know. Scott and his wife Cindy, I'd known for a long time and been close with both of them here in San Francisco. So I think when it was time for them to have an officiant, I made sense because I was important to both of them. And that was the first one I ever did. I married Kevin, of course, Kevin Coelho from Kind of Funny, and his lovely wife Paula. And again, I think that was just a part of the fact that, you know, whether, you know, for... You know how I always am on these Gregways. I never want to speak for the company, but like Kind of Funny is a very, very close-knit community. Maybe family, maybe just community, whatever. But me and Kevin have been through shit together in the launch of Kind of Funny. So it made sense, I think, when I was already officiating and doing that he'd want me to be a part of it because, of course, I love Kevin so much. And, you know, he's the glue. And he means so much to me, and I mean so much to him. And then, hold on. Oh, shit, I had this all lined up in my head, and now I'm blanking on it. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Get it back on track, Greg. Get it back on track, Greg. The other wedding that you've done that you guys know. Oh, Reb and Imran, right? No, hold on. Is Reb and Imran my 5th or my 6th? Oh, there it is. Thank you. There. I guess you don't know that person. That's why it's confusing. Yeah, I should have written this down in terms of the other people I did was another friend from the industry that you wouldn't know. He's him and his wife are on the PR side that I've just known forever, and I've been close with them or whatever. Reb and Imran in particular, of course, I had personal relationships with both of them beforehand, and they credit with me being one of the reasons they met. They met for the first time at one of the Per Schneider Invitational Tournaments at PAX or whatever, where I brought together a whole bunch of different industry personalities to play for the Pear Cup. So on top of us being friends and peers or whatever through the internet and, you know, having worked together or, you know, just shot the shit and done emails and stuff and been friendly that way, they credit me, which I think, of course, is a little bit foolish because, of course, they would have met and fallen in love anyway because the industry's so small. They give me a lot of props and credit for being the reason they met in getting them together in the same room and stuff. But I say fate would have gotten them together either way. But I'm very obviously honored and happy to be not only their officiant, but to be part of their story that way. I think that's pretty awesome. So anything in common? Yeah, the only thing in common is that I think I have a special place in most of those people's lives. You know, sometimes, most of the time with both partners. Like, it's not so much with Paula. Like, I know Paula, but, like, you know, it was like me and Paula were going out for beers or anything like that. But usually, yeah, it's just, you know, how many, I think these days it seems like for a non-religious wedding, you know, you want a personal ceremony, and that means usually reaching out to somebody who is personally important to you. And so, you know, these are some of the greatest honors of my life that my friends want me to officiate their, like, most special day together as a couple, right? Like, it's never lost on me. It's always awesome. You know, it's very much like, you know, I haven't had the conversation with Reb and Imran yet, but it is very much, you know, I want to deliver whatever they want. You know what I mean? Some people are very loose. Some people want a very short ceremony. Some people have a very, you know, crystal clear idea what they want. And others are kind of ad-libbing up there a little bit and stuff like that. So it's always a ton of fun. I'm always super, super honored to do it. It's never just run of the mill. You know, I talked a little bit on the Kinda Funny podcast about Royal Rumble just being like, cool, it's a day at work. Like, I'm used to this now, whereas SummerSlam was like so crazy. Like, this is never just a day at work. It's never lost on me how special this is. So I'm super honored, and I'm glad that you're getting married as well, Mitch, and that you also picked an officiant that apparently hopefully means something to you. But I'd love for you to comment, Mitch, why you picked your officiant, why you asked your officiant to officiate the wedding, officially officiating the wedding. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go do the games cast. But until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.